For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you know, you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious salted caramel whey protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySups.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout. And we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySups.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess. Or like if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy. But not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
something.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be
thumping. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop
rocking. Come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Queen stuff and some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K. Yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK. Putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali. Get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know.
What's your joke? Okay, so you just send it to my Gmail instead of the Hotmail.
Yeah, because I sent it from my other email. I got you. My bad.
My first one is from Luke Smith. Hey, boys, just following up on the two NRL games that were played in Vegas on the weekend. 40,000 fans showed up at Allegiant Stadium. Did you catch any highlights of watching any games? Yes, I did. I watched the highlights. It was a good atmosphere. A lot of the people that went to the game, a lot of the celebrities said that they're tougher than NFL football players. And they are because they're playing without pads. They're killing each other out there. And I don't know, just, you know, they look cool. What'd you think, Conan? Did you see anything?
Yeah, I did see the highlights. I thought it was great. Great atmosphere. Vegas is so rocking right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just come out and they know how to put on good shows and they're just doing everything right. I saw this special on Vegas on CNN the other day and, like, how everything started over there. Just fascinating. And, you know, basically how Elvis resurrected his career through Vegas. But anyways, yeah, I thought it was great. And I think it's something that's going to catch up on the future. I think it's a sport that especially people that like the NFL will like.
Joe, I'm going to the new thing for Patreon emailers. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you get yellow carded, if you're a Patreon emailer,
yep.
Okay, your next email that you send will be put up for review. And if it doesn't meet the standards, it's not going to be read. So you better if you have a really stupid email, you better come back the next week with a good one. And I'm not even saying any of you guys are doing this. I'm just bringing that up. Next is from Joseph Rodriguez. Oh, this is interesting here. Hey, guys, I'd like to clarify that the Canelo David Benavidez situation is Harry Ruiz provided some false information. PBC never offered a Canelo fight with David Benavidez and currently still hasn't. Even now, they are working on Canelo versus Munguia, then Charlo in September. I'd love to bring a monthly boxing recap if ever given a chance. And my question is, what is your guys' favorite big fight experience that you were at in person? I've never seen a big fight in person. Have you seen a big fight in person, Clint?
Yeah. I saw Frankie Randall fight Julio Cesar Chavez in Las Vegas. I went up to his penthouse the night before with another boxer, world champion Finito Lopez from Mexico. And I sat in the crowd with his brother, with Julio Cesar's brother, Mariel. And we watched that fight, listen to this. So the night before, we go up to his penthouse. And as you can imagine, you'd think he'd be sleeping. Okay. He's got this tremendous party going on in the penthouse. Okay. He's doing coke like I've never seen anybody do before. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you going to beat this guy? And we went out there and Randall was just putting it on him. I mean, Randall was beating him up. This is my theory. You know, the cut man in the corner that he's supposed to like close cuts.
Yes.
I also know that in Mexico, they can make a cut so they can stop a match.
Hmm.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, that match was stopped and they went to the scorecards. I've seen Hector Camacho also in Mexico City.
Next is from J12 Parts Unknown. What do you guys think of Brian Last mocking Scott D'Amore, firing and throwing cheap shots at his construction business and always putting down Impact's attendance? It's always a nobody's and hate on the success they wish they had. I did not hear Brian Last comments. Joe, do you have Brian Last comments, Joe?
He always goes after him. He always goes after Don. He's got a problem with Conan. It's just a part of his shtick.
Shtick.
Yeah.
To reiterate, Brian Last, the guy that does Cornette's, you know, is a co-host of Cornette's podcast, Brian Last invited Vince Russo to appear at his bar mitzvah years ago.
That's right.
And Vince was still just...
Vinny Venom. Vic Venom. Yeah, radio guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy makes fun of everybody. He sounds like a mark.
You know, it is what it is. So next is from Eddie Gonzalez. Good day to y'all. What is y'all's favorite memories with your parents? Let's hope Disco gets sappy and sheds a few tears. My favorite thing was when me and my mom had were partners in our fantasy football league, right? And I went back to Atlanta and we watched the games on Red Zone when we went back to like, you know, with my mom to watch the games. And I had the Jamal Charles was my running back and scored 5 touchdowns against the Raiders when I was watching with my mom and she was going crazy. It was pretty funny. That's my fondest memory of my mom. She was like so happy, you know.
How about your dad?
I don't really have like, so we didn't have anything that stood out. You know, he used to come to watch me like, you know, soccer practice all the time.
Well, he didn't live with you.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
He did? All right.
I don't have any, like, specific memories from my parents. What about you?
I think with this was my stepdad, because I basically didn't have a relationship with my biological dad. And he, when we used to go fishing, but my favorite thing to do with my parents was we had a lot of cousins and shit. So I would love whenever we went to their house, especially if it was somebody's birthday party or it was like a holiday. Because all the kids would get together, shit was on. And the great thing about being a kid is you don't have to know anybody. You just start playing with them. You know what I'm saying? And shit was on.
Next is from your boy, Les.
Who?
Les.
Who's that?
Les. Yo, what's good, K100 crew? So Mercedes Moné is heavily rumored to debut in AEW since she got the contract amount she wanted the WWE wouldn't give her. While she's a good in-ring talent and interesting character, same can't be said about AEW's woman division. Jennifer Pepperman, who worked closely with Mercedes at WWE and has several soap opera writing credits, is now aiding Tony for storylines and will likely be working on Mercedes' storylines. This may work at first, but the only feud I want to see Mercedes tackle is with Tony Storm, as they're both amazing personalities. My question is, if Pepperman's contributions to storylines pan out well, do you think Tony will bring in more writers? Plus, is it too early to have Mercedes feud with Tony, or should she go straight from the champion? Thanks from your boy, Les. Les, I'd like to ask you, what is your knowledge of Jennifer Pepperman's contributions to AEW? Like, do you have any clue what she's doing? Do you have any, like, you know, because I'll be honest with you, Tony Khan has had a lot of guys that could write and do soap opera storytelling there, and it doesn't seem like he's used them at all. And it would seem weird if you would just bring in Jennifer Pepperman to trump Sanjay and
QT
Jacobs and, like, you know, all these guys he's got, you know, everybody helping out, you know, whatever. But, like, or is she just a friendly hire because she came as a package deal with Mercedes Moné? And if you don't know that, I don't even really, I don't know. Okay, but I can make a guess because, like, you know, the show doesn't seem like it's being written like soap opera storytelling. Like, if the show starts looking like the WWE show, where there's a lot of filling people in on the storylines, you know, a lot of threads throughout the show, that then I'll think that, like, okay, then the Jennifer Pepperman, they brought the WWE girl writer in and she's helping out. But until I see that, I'm just thinking that Tony is still just writing the show on his own. Anybody got any comments?
Well, like I said last week, I think when you got Malenko and Jerry Lynn and QT and Sanjay and all the other wrestlers that have, you know,
Jericho,
all the other wrestlers that could help him out, it's still his show. He's writing it his way. From everything I hear from there, that's how it is. I don't think she's going to make a big difference. She might let her handle Sasha, but at the end, it's going to be his decision as to what gets, you know, what, you know, gets put on TV. And I think that she was at, this guy was asking who should he feud, the champion or
yes, should Tony Sasha Storm go raid for Tony, or would you put a raid
either
in the
one
main
works
feud?
Either one works.
Well, I got your info on Randall Chavez here, Conan. So it says on January 29, 1994, Randall fought for the title against Julio Cesar Chavez. Grand opening of the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Chavez came into the fight with an 89-0-1 record and was an 18-1 favorite. Randall won the early rounds in the middle of the fight, began to build a large lead on the scorecards. Chavez then rallied, and by the 10th round, Randall held a narrow lead. Chavez made an illegal low blow that cost himself a point. In the 11th round, Randall knocked Chavez down for the first time in his career. Randall was named WBC light welterweight champion on a split decision. Chavez disputed the decision, demanded a rematch, though clearly beaten.
Wait,
Chavez.
Oh, the guy that was the 18-1 favorite or the underdog?
Underdog.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, wow. I told you he was doing coke the night before.
Oh, right. Yeah, you never see that. Like an 18-1 favorite get beaten boxes. He's just an easy night's work, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It says, though clearly beaten, Chavez.
I should have bet on it.
Yeah.
You should call him.
Chavez blamed the loss on the referee, who deducted 2 points for low blows. That included the one in the 11th round that made the difference on Judge and Al Guzman.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's hard.
I was there around the meeting that night.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
And it's super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitzed.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get Blitzed, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitzed at getblitzed.com. Boom.
All right. Next was from Beto Garcia.
You regained the title in the rematch. Just all right. Wrap that up.
So we got all that down. How's it, Jens? It's your homeboy, Beto Garcia from the 415. Due to his recent nefarious actions, I'm definitely sure that Disco has watched the How to Be series on Netflix, especially the episodes on How to Be a Tyrant. Disco has gone on the glorious dope K100 Discord and started issuing unwarranted suspensions. The rampagistic tyranny has violated everyone's First Amendment. The hypocrisy, as Gilberti has always pointed out, censorship, etc. Conan and Joe, you both have the power to stop the modern-day Il Duce's tyranny. They rise just mentally and physically healthy. Beto, I'll direct you to our constitution, K100, which is an unwritten constitution.
Oh.
Okay. Which places me in a position of power that's free to issue suspensions whenever and wherever I want to. Conan, did you agree that I should have these powers in the Discord?
Yeah, dictatorship is highly commended here. He's asking you, Joe, if you have the power to stop Disco, what would you say to that?
No, I do not have the power to stop Disco. I don't have the power to do anything. Really.
Maybe act better in the Discord, Beto, and you won't get suspended, all right?
Do
but
better.
You people think you can just take cheap shots at me and insult me and like, you know, it's just, sorry, it's not
true. Yeah, now they're mad. They're not mad that they're saying it. They're mad that they got caught.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk shit, and that won't happen.
Next was a Brian Dunlap, a resident booker. This is an interesting one. It's only two sentences, which is surprising for him. AK100, what was your impression of Jimmy Yang in WCW TNA and WWE? You mean Jimmy Stories? So Jimmy Yang was one of the The Young Dragons, which is based on the Pink Panther Kato relationship for the Pink Panther movies. Do you remember the Pink Panther movies, Conan?
Yeah, of course. They were great.
Oh, Pink Panther would come home. And Kato was his, like, Japanese sidekick. And Kato would be hiding. And Kato, with his karate gear, would attack the Pink Panther. And they would always fight, right? So we based the Young Dragons, their little deal, like they had the same relationship with Ernest Miller when he was the when he was the commissioner, because Ernest knew karate and the Young Dragons could do it. So we thought it'd be like an entertaining like gimmick for them to have where they would like do karate fight scenes and stuff, and they would come out of nowhere or something, and it was entertaining television. I thought, well, what did you think about the Young Dragons gimmick?
Who were the Young Dragons? Jimmy Yang and who were
Jimmy Yang, Jamie Noble, and Kaz Hayashi.
Kaz Hayashi,
so they produced
Jamie Noble under a mask. He was Jamie-san. Right.
They produced some good entertaining stuff.
Yeah, they did. I remember there was one where you guys did where you when they would come out, you'd put like Oriental music. Remember?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yeah, so it was like they're trying to sneak attack Ernest Miller, but the music plays. So he's always like, "What's that music?" Sorry, go ahead.
Try to find a Young Dragon clip on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the next one's from Tim from New York City.
This sounds that what you just explained to me. This sounds like a Teddy Bear Ferrara and Glenn collaboration.
Yeah, Eddie Bear Ferrara mostly. With the Sting. Okay, this one's from Tim from New York City. With the Sting retirement, the story of the guy from ICP calling Sting out for ratting on some of the boys by telling their wives that they were being cheated on has resurfaced. I wonder if you guys have any idea of the validity of this story, if you think it's misinformation. Here's a quote from Shaggy. Sting, dick, he's a rat. He effing told on all the wrestlers who were cheating on their wives, just ratted them out. He turned effing Christian, ratted all the boys in the back, told all their wives they were all effing bitches. And that's supposedly from Shaggy Tudo. Okay. P.S. I'm liking the new mailbag submission on the Patreon. It's much easier to comment and post on here than it is to send an email. Great job by Joe as always. All right. I don't know. Okay. So the details of the story that this guy gave here, I'm pretty certain these are not accurate, because I think all Sting did was rat out one guy.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who it was, but he wasn't like going to all the guys' girlfriends and telling, I think it was just one guy that he had a relationship with and with them.
I think allegedly it was Lex.
Oh, it was Lex?
And that caused a rift with them for a little while. Yeah.
They got over it. So.
Yep.
All right. But yeah.
Because I remember that's so funny, because I used, at that time, we hung out with Sting and Lex. And I remember one time, you know, Sting had turned Christian around that time, and he had told his wife everything he'd done, and he wanted Lex to do it with his wife. And I remember Lex telling me, okay, but maybe I'm ready to tell my wife, but maybe she's not ready to hear this, and I don't want to hurt her, you know? And that was kind of like his, you know, it's okay if Sting and his wife were able to work it out. I don't think it would go over with my wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I don't know, but then surely after that, him and Liz were an item, and they were both freshly divorced. So,
all right, next is from our boy from Grip.
Well, I guess it didn't work out. You know, I don't think it would work out.
Well, it
didn't.
Duh.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Benny of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
The Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Benny of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100. Logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the Year. Go get it.
Our grip baseball guy, Brad Sawacki, here's a strange question. With the advancement of artificial intelligence and CGI, will we see dream matches in the future as part of WrestleMania? Legends from present and past. Kiss is now concerts implementing AI and CGI characters. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm AI and CGI.
I think that's
like,
creepy.
It's all, we'll see what happens.
Like, like Conan, if they did a tour and it was like the Prince tour and it was all hologram virtual reality Prince or Michael Jackson even. Is that something you'd want to see, or would you be like, nah, that's creepy?
Well, people go and watch shit like that at the Disney and Universal Studio, like that already exists.
Maybe for the younger crowd, they probably like it. It's, you know, video. If I can't see the real thing, I really don't want to see it. Right. You know, so me, no, I don't think it's creepy, but I'm not sure what's creepy about it. But I think that
using a dead guy to, I don't know.
Right, what's the difference between that and hearing a dead person's recording?
Because they recorded it and that was their free will to put
the
music out.
Did you see the pop God in Coachella when he came out?
Yeah. I did like that one. But then it seemed like
we did one in AAA where we did a hologram of our founder, Antonio Pena, and the place went nuts because they'd never seen him. And they felt like they were seeing something of him in person. So
what if you did this? How hot would he get? If like you decide to just do a hologram Hoovy, next one is from Jerry Horror from New York City. Who was the biggest pecker checker in WCW, and why was it Hoovy? Do you have an answer for that, Conan?
I think he answered himself. Joe thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Next one's from Matt.
You missed
Miller.
Okay. Yeah. God. You're right.
Next one's from Matt Miller. Hey guys, by the yellow card, Jerry Horror. He's got a small. A better email next time if it doesn't get read. Hey guys, love the show on the Patreon. The older I get, the more I agree with Conan on politics. People in both parties only care about making money for themselves and getting reelected. But that being said, I feel like RFK Jr. might be different. I know Conan talked about him a little on a recent episode, but I was wondering if he could expand on that a little. You think his intentions are good and he actually wants to do good by the American people? I'm hopeful. Thanks, that's from Matt Miller. Last thing you, Conan.
What was the question?
RFK Jr.
Yeah, is he genuine?
Is he genuine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He actually wants to do good by the American people.
Yeah, I think he seems the most genuine of all of them. But at the end of the day, one of the things that causes me concern in our political climate now is that everybody's there either for power. That's why so much of them hold on to it for so long, for all the perks and all the networking that they do and all the money that they're making while they're in office. Or they get addicted to the money, to the power. And we've seen that when you go in there, there's so many things that as president, you can't control, that there's other mitigating factors. And, you know, we saw Obama went in there and absolutely did nothing because the Republicans, anything he said, and they said it on the first day he was there. Was it Biner? Was it McConnell that said, if he says the sky is blue, we're going to say it's green. And they made sure that he didn't get anything done. So I think his heart is in the right place, bro. He's the son of Robert Kennedy, you know, the fucking John Kennedy, two guys that did so much for society. No man has no faults, but at the end of the day, they did a lot for the American public, and he comes from that lineage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I'll tell you the one thing I like about RFK Jr. and his part of his campaign, which isn't going to work, because he's going against all the power structures to get people elected in this country and all the money. His thing is that the food lobby is promoting for our citizens to eat is creating an obesity problem, which is goes hand in hand with the pharma industry to alleviate all the illness that comes from the sicknesses that people get from eating terrible food. And he wants to go after that power structure and like try to like, you know, like the stranglehold that the food lobby and pharma has on the American people and the politicians that they spend to get elected. He's not taking any money from them. And he wants to basically correct that. It's like, it's a super noble cause that I don't think has any chance of success because you're going against the two most powerful lobbies in the country, which is food and pharma.
Right. And all the people that are paid off by them.
I'd love to see that happen. You know, the country's health is deteriorating, mm-hmm. and we're literally doing nothing about it. He's literally making that a focal point in his campaign. We have to do something about the health.
Well, that's not true. Joe wants to do something about it. Didn't you see a Super Bowl commercial? He wants bigger snacks.
And these countries, these companies that have, they're shortchanging you on the amount of candy they're putting the candy bars and the potato chips and putting in the potato chip bag. Joe Biden wants to do away with that and have them put more potato chips in the bag and chocolate in the bars so you get what you pay for.
That's fine.
And Ryan, RFK Jr. is literally saying, but no, that shit's not good for you. We want to get rid of all that crap. You know, so, I don't know.
That plays well like the Appalachians and Delco, nothing.
Well, the fascinating thing about that is because the pharma industry is like, when you go shopping, just like when people put in their grocery carts, like there's a tremendous amount of work to do in this country to get people to start eating healthier.
Right.
And the one thing you do is take all the shitty food off the shelves, which will never happen. Because they're spending so much money, it's like, what are you going to do? It's like it's the biggest scam going, you know.
And how much cheaper is it?
Even back in the day, Trump wanted to put him on this vaccine task force. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, Trump was shitty with all that shit. But Trump gets tons of money from farm and shit and everything, you know.
Yeah,
they pay a fortune.
Yeah, you can't trust him either.
You know, it's like right. It's like, you know, what are you going to do? Trump is still a politician. You know. Next is from Eric Blanco from Midland, Texas. Question for Conan DI. Do you think the years of ball busting from Scott Hall and Scott Snyder helped shape Disco's character professionally and personally? Thanks again. That's from Eric Blanco. Dude, Scott Hall and Scott Snyder weren't the only two ball busters. There was an army of ball busters.
The whole fucking locker room.
Yeah.
You either became one or you
got penalized.
Right. Yeah. You got destroyed.
Yeah. Next is some big country from the Disco.
Let me just say this. What?
Isn't Big Country permanently suspended?
Well, no, because when the Patreon email started, remember the chalkboard got wiped. He's got a clean slate.
Okay, you know, did that just suspend everybody in the PMS Discord? Where the girls they were talking about, there was in the Discord today, one of the Discord.
I haven't been in there today.
There's one of the threads called PMS, and it's a girl thread, right? And the girls and the guys were discussing uncircumcised penises and circumcised penises. I said that I'm suspending everybody in this thread pending review because of the, I'm concerned about the discussions where they're talking about uncircumcised penis.
Disco like circumcised.
I don't want this. I did not want the Discord to turn into some for instance, if the girls in the thread, for the girls.
Bam, Breezy, and Nicole.
They need to maybe verify that they're actually girls, because if you have a bunch of guys discussing uncircumcised penises, and I don't think that's the type of discussion I want.
I see that Big Country's in the PMS thread, but it seems like he's on your side. So that's your discretion.
Well, I'll read it. Okay.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Clint, when you started being Disco Inferno, when did you realize this was going to be your full-time gimmick going forward, and were you onto something? Maconia DI, when you started out, what was a weak part of your game? What did you have to work on to really understand, to get and understand? Billy, Larry, and KG all like to flip their bar stool upside down so they can all sit at the same time, especially Billy. That's a big question. When I got hired at WCW, it was funny, too. I did the Disco Inferno in Memphis, And I only worked there for like 5 weeks, and then they let me go. And I thought it's because they didn't like the gimmick. So I stopped doing the gimmick for a bit. But then when I found out I could get a try at WCW, like I could get some work over in Mississippi with the Terry Taylor group with Jake the Snake and all them, I decided to start doing it again. Then I got my then I knew it was gonna be my gimmick going forward. How about you, Conan?
Yeah, I needed to be deprogrammed completely because I'd been wrestling 10 years in Mexico and I only knew the Mexican style and psychology. So I had to learn how to sell the psychology, the timing, a lot. I just had to be kind of like deprogrammed, you know? So all around the game was weak until you start learning.
Disco, yeah. You know, a lot of people, and you'll be asked it a million more times. You've already been asked it a million times. You know, why didn't you go to WWE and stuff? But my question is, if you would have went to WWE as Honky Tonk Man's protege or whatever, were you allowed to be Disco Inferno or did WCW own it?
I don't know.
You know, yeah. Well, it never got to that point. Yeah.
Next one is from Eduardo Nicholas. Conan, with all this retro AAA shows and bring back past superstars, you make it up with guys you had heat with in the past, like Vamp and Cibernetico. My question is, when we see El Mesías back in AAA, also what happened that he left and had a falling out with AAA? I personally, I thought he was one of the best wrestlers in AAA, and his rivalry with Dr. Wagner was great, and the match at Triple Mania was good also.
The match with his rivalry with Dr. Wagner was great, and his match in Triple Mania was good also. He got very difficult to work with at the end, and he left when I wasn't there, when Vampiro was there. But I remember that was right before I came back, and the story that was given to me by the office was that he got there really, really late. And they were super pissed. And they were like, well, why'd you get here so late? And he was like, well, nobody told me what time to be here. Dude, you've been working here for like 10 years. You don't know what time you're supposed to be here. And so he went in there and he did a job for La Parca. And I think he got hit with a strong move and he no-sold it and walked out the ring like pissed off. And then they released him. But I wasn't there when it happened.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one. It's from... I'll get you, Joe.
Like that.
Okay, so the subject is watch out for Feedy. It's funny. As a Delco guy, I didn't realize who Joe was for a while. And I've been listening for about a year of K100. But now that I've realized who he is, I've heard you guys discussing him wanting to fight Billy and sounding unhinged. I've got something to tell you guys as someone who knows him, even if he doesn't know me. We were at the same bar once, and I was drunk. And yes, I started some shit with him and a buddy. I'm not saying I'm innocent, but Feedy went way over the line, and I wound up in the hospital. His buddy fought a friend of mine.
Okay,
and was
stop
off
this already.
And yes, I'm going to finish this. And yes, he got the upper hand, but what he did, he went out of his way to grab something off the bar and hit me with it. He also kicked me after when I was down. He's a dirty fighter, and he's mean. He even spit on me. As I had to wait for an ambulance outside, he kept trying to jump me more, holding a bat or something. I'm just saying, one day I'll get him. But I'll get him back when he's not looking. And he sounds serious about the Billy thing. Billy, this guy isn't looking to box. He'll be sneaky and probably vicious if he's serious. I'm surprised he's worked with you guys. He's crazy. He comes off as a nice guy, but I know other things too. That's a dark, dark dude. Mark from Delco. And the email was from I'll Get You Joe, by the way. So this guy has a... Joe, what do you say about these allegations? Did you get in a fight with a guy at a bar and he was getting taken to the ambulance and getting in the ambulance? You're still trying to go after
him. I saw this when it came in last week or whatever, and it's so... close to a real story that I'm not sure if it's that's really close to a real story, Conan. So I don't know if this is a real guy or not. My buddy and I were out on Thanksgiving and this guy threw a bar rag at me and we got into a fight and it was like two of us against him and two of his friends. And yeah, it got a little heavy, but I never chased anybody with a bat or I might have kicked him, but you know, whatever. It was a fight. I that's what I'm saying. I'm not, this is so close to a real thing that I don't know if it's a real person or someone fucking with me or a guess.
I refuse to believe either version.
Fuck that guy anyway.
All right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.